News you need to start your day. It's the Morning Report with Scott Jennings. Weekday mornings at 7:30 on 1330 WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast. For today, mostly cloudy, warmer, and more humid. We'll have some clusters of thunderstorms move through the area this morning with some heavy downpours likely. And then the chance for some thunderstorms later this afternoon. Again, heavy rainfall is the main threat with these. Highs today will be in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, muggy with some areas of fog and the chance for a few scattered storms. Lows in the lower 70s. For Thursday and Friday, hot and humid with highs in the low 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
Boy, you talk about something we did not need. Maybe the worst news of all, the possibility of rain in the forecast. Let's go through the closings and delays list once again, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank this morning. Angeline School and Industries on a two-hour delay. By the way, it is 71. I ain't got the got that working again on our computer. Computers have been a little slow today, but they have been overtaxed. We have been using the computers to a great extent here over the last 24 or 48 hours, and so they're smoking in here. The delays list. Angeline School and Industries on a two-hour delay. Blanchard Valley Industries closed today. Trinity Lutheran School in Genera is closed. Findlay City Schools in service is canceled. They are closed. Staff should not report unless called in to do so. Hardin Northern on a two-hour delay. Heritage Christian School is closed. Mohawk on a two-hour delay. North Baltimore, two-hour delay. Riverdale is closed. Upper Sandusky closed. Staff should report for work day. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool is closed. Children's Corner closed. DNS Daycare closed. Fab's Summer Daycare closed. Home Base Daycare closed. Kids Are Kids Child Care closed. Maryland's Lifelong Learning Center is closed. One Amazing Place Child Care Center is closed. Something Special Learning Center, both locations closed. YMCA Child Development Center closed. Brown Mackey College is closed. Owens Community College in Findlay is closed. And Hantech first shift canceled. Head Start Local 324 OAPSE meeting at the Family Center this morning has been canceled. Hope House Back to School Picnic at Riverbend canceled for today. Flag City Morning Rotary canceled. Sano America employees south of the river should not report for work. All Hancock County offices are closed. The Marathon Business Complex in Findlay is closed. Hancock County Agency on Aging closed. K-8 Cheerleading Clinic at First Presbyterian Church today canceled. The Findlay Post Office is closed, and employees should not report until tomorrow. LaRich Chevrolet Cadillac closed. The offices of Dr. William Kippy closed. Blanchard Valley Hospital Dialysis Unit on East Main Cross closed. Hancock County License Bureau is closed. Hancock County Educational Service Center Short Cycle Assessment Meeting has been canceled. The Community Action Commission office is closed, and there will be no HATS transportation today. Employee Benefit Consultants closed. Midwest Pain Treatment Centers closed. Blanchard Valley Women's Care closed. Findlay High School Band Camp has been canceled. And Blanchard Valley Medical Associates closed as well. So a lot that is not happening today, things that are not going on. That complete list can be found online, too, at WFIN.com. And it's completely up to date at all times, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. The first step in disaster recovery for residents affected by the summer flood is to assess the damage and determine where the various forms of assistance are most needed. And we are joined this morning on the line by United Way volunteer coordinator Bev Phillips to explain how you can help in that part of this effort. Now, Bev, first of all, thanks very much for joining us this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
Not a problem, Chris. Thank you.
You are recruiting volunteers now to assist the Red Cross.
Yes, we are. The Red Cross is in need of assistance, especially this morning. They're going to go out and they're going to start assessing the damage in the outlying areas. So they are looking for people who have the ability to ride with one of their trained assessors to check out the damage and to take notes, and so we get accurate information back into the Red Cross.
And especially for the hardest hit areas, for those who are familiar with some of those areas, that would be very helpful.
That would be very helpful. And we're looking into the southern part of the county areas as well. I know we've all been watching that area and been told to stay out of it. And we're looking for these volunteers to report at 8 o'clock this morning at the Red Cross. If you have a four-wheel drive truck, that would be great as well. However, we are looking for volunteers that will be assigned to other duties. You know, we really don't know what happens as it goes along. The river hasn't crested yet, And that means that we're going to have a lot of people in need. So my responsibility is to kind of take the pressure off of the office of the Red Cross. They have their duties assigned, and that's why we're asking that the volunteers call the United Way, and then I will know what the needs are, and then I can kind of push people through to the Red Cross as needed.
Yeah, obviously there are going to be a lot of people needed to do a lot of different things, whether it's actually going out into the field to do that damage assessment, as you were mentioning, or just helping out at the shelters, things like that. I would imagine there will be people needed for that purpose as well.
That's exactly right. And if you call, if you're interested in doing that, just call the United Way at 419-423-1432. We will be taking calls. We will be recording who's interested. We're working hand in hand with the agencies in town who will also be impacted with this. We're talking, you know, the Red Cross, talking Salvation Army, possibly Chopin Hall, places like that who are actually on the line right now and their services are in demand.
Now, for those who are, again, able to help out with the damage assessment part of that, you mentioned that anyone with a four-wheel drive vehicle would be, you know, that would be of particular particular help. Anything else that, that folks need to bring? There's that meeting, as you mentioned, at 8 o'clock this morning, and that is where, by the way?
That is at the Red Cross building on Fair Street. I have not been downtown, not sure you know, what limitations there are to getting to that particular area.
Good point.
But it is at the Red Cross building downtown on Fair Street, which is just one block off of Main Street.
Well, as we have mentioned, just about anywhere that you are going this morning, and certainly if you feel you need to be out, call ahead to make sure that you need to be out. But for those who are on the roads, patience is going to be the big thing, because I don't care where you're going, you're probably going to have to find an alternate route than what you usually go. I mean, there's just, there are streets and such closed just about everywhere. But getting back to the original point, that was it. That meeting is at 8 o'clock. Is there anything else that people need to bring with them? I know you're talking about, you know, gloves and shovels and anything like that.
Judy hasn't informed me that they need anything in particular, but I would just suggest that people use common sense when they're going to something like this and, you know, wear shoes that are appropriate. They may not even have to get out of their truck. They might just be riding along and have to take notes from inside the truck. Mm-hmm. But if you're ever out in this kind of an environment, you always want to make sure that you have protective shoes on and take some work gloves with you. And I know it's going to be a little bit hot, but perhaps you might want to wear jeans. Just be prepared, because you're never sure what's going to happen when you're out in the elements and something like this.
So, again, that meeting is at 8 o'clock this morning at the Red Cross office. And really throughout the day, you can call to volunteer if you have some time available. And basically, it's you're acting as a clearinghouse if somebody wants to call up and say, hey, how can I help?
Exactly. These agencies are busy. They have their functions that have to happen during emergencies like this. So we want to take the pressure off of them and clear their phone lines out for what they're needed for. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you're an unsolicited volunteer, if you're not someone who's already assigned to something through the Red Cross, through Salvation Army, you know, just call us. We'll take your name. We'll take your number and try to filter these needs through as are required.
Again, whatever that need may be, maybe it's just support for the shelters. Maybe it's actually out in the field. Maybe it's you know, manning phone lines somewhere, whatever it might happen to be.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Certainly areas for everyone to help. There are an awful lot of people who need help. As you mentioned, Bev, we have seen the pictures on the news and so on and so forth. There are an awful lot of people who are going to need a lot of help over the coming days and weeks. So
it's hard to believe it's happening here in Findlay.
Yeah.
It's something that we think doesn't happen here, but you know, we're right in the eye of this right now. So we're experiencing something that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. It is certainly an extraordinary circumstance. And Bev Phillips again with the United Way Volunteer Center. Let's give folks that number once again where they can call to get more information and to volunteer to help.
That'd be 419-423-1432.
Bev Phillips, thanks very much for being with us this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
It is 6:46 now on 1330 WFIN. Again, in the forecast, there is actually a chance of some more rain to come, and could be some significant rainfall. That's only going to add to the problems. We'll get to the complete details of that forecast coming up here in just a bit. Run through the closings list and all of that again. All on the way after another check of sports this morning. And once again, or not once again, Chris Miller is finally, you waded in today to the studios. Chris, good morning. Thanks very much for being with us today. Are you there? Nope, Maybe Mr. Miller is not there.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Well, I think we got it now.
All right. I thought maybe you were leaving again or something.
No, I think one trip around Findlay is, and actually most of Hancock County.
Hancock County. Yeah, yes. A little crazy today.
I'll tell you that story here later. But.
Let's do this again.
All right.
It is time for a check of sports, and here is Chris Miller.
In 1330 WFIN, and I'm Chris Miller, WFIN Sports.
Boy, it would be a terrible thing to see old Tiger Stadium go.
I love Tiger
Stadium. With all the history. But at the same time, if it's just going to sit there, you got to get rid of it. You
know? So hopefully Ernie will come up with a plan. But quite an adventure today.
We need a plan. We need a plan. Yeah, you were a little bit shocked. And we mentioned it, although I guess too late for you.
Yeah. Usually, Chris, it takes me about 10 minutes to drive the 5 miles to work. Today took me 45 minutes and then about 35 miles because
out of your way.
There's water in places I've never seen water before in Findlay. So I had to reroute and go north, got on the highway, but I thought I'd get off 68 and 15, but that's close. So I had to go all the way down to, well, I don't know, the 8 of Mount Corey exit and then come all the way back on the highway to 12. And it was kind of sad. As I came back 12 around St. Mike's Church downtown, there's people sitting on the steps of the church with like luggage and the family dog. And so they must have been chased out of their home. And so, there's water down on Western. It's everywhere.
That does put things in perspective, doesn't it? I mean, you really.
Yeah, it lets you know it is serious.
That, yeah, it's serious. And, that we just had to go a little out of our way to get into the studios this morning. It could be a heck of a lot worse. And even for those, and we mentioned this earlier, even for those who, are sitting there, lost everything in some cases, still could be worse because there are places where they've lost lives. And we have really been fortunate as far as that goes.
But definitely.
In any event, it is good to have you here, though.
Well, it's great to be here. It beats driving around Hancock County trying to puddles.
They took a scenic route in to work today. Chris, thank you very much. It is 6:54. We'll get a check of the forecast coming up next.
This is Toyota Bob.
He's down. He makes his move. He shoots and...
Family, isn't it about time?
Come on, one more.
Give it up, Dad.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, the Storm Center 11 forecast, News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. Flood warning remains in effect. Chance of some more thunderstorms through the course of the day today. Some with some significant rainfall. So we'll watch that. Looking out across Lake Cascades, clouds do not look real friendly at this point. High of 86. Few scattered storms possible tonight, otherwise warm and muggy, 71 the low. Hot and humid with a chance of scattered rain tomorrow and a high of 92. 71 degrees now at 1330 WFIN. A couple of things to add to your list. All events at Findlay High School have been canceled. All the events. If it was scheduled today at FHS, that's been canceled. Hancock Park District offices have been closed. Pressed paperboard tech, no first shift today. Complete list is coming up again shortly. It is 6:55.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul.
1927. Or the lyrics. The lyrics that begin sometimes. I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. A magical reverie called Stardust. And now you know the rest of the story.
Coming up on 7 o'clock now as Good Mornings continues for this Wednesday in the next half hour. Continue to bring you up to date on all of the latest closings and cancellations. Remember, you can get those online as well. Also coming up, we'll talk with Findlay Mayor Tony Iriddick. As Good Mornings continues.
This is... O-